COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Lil Nas X really went from being a record-shattering hitmaker to being completely washed. How did this happen?
It's been a lot of shit going on.
Love him or hate him, the world has never seen an artist like Lil Nas X. The guy literally went from being a full-time social media troll to the ultimate overnight celebrity. But after shattering countless records and inspiring fierce backlash, Lil Nas X has faded from the spotlight, leading the entire world to wonder how could he have fumbled one of the biggest bags the music industry has ever seen. What really happened? That's why we're doing a full breakdown of Lil Nas X's epic rise to fame and his humiliating fall from grace. What's the origin story behind his breakout hit record, Old Town Road? What happened when Lil Nas X tried to be more than a one-hit wonder? And which superstar rappers refused to work with him? We've even done a deep dive into Lil Nas X's recent career moves, including the highly controversial music video that destroyed his momentum. Why did Lil Nas X publicly apologize for the video's content? And why aren't fans rocking with his new album rollout? Finally, we're gonna address the elephant in the room. Is there any chance of a Lil Nas X comeback, or is his flop era the ultimate warning to the next generation of artists trying to go viral?
How does Lil Nas X make money? Nas makes song about horse. Nas makes song about sandwich. Money come.
Before the world knew him as Lil Nas X, he was just a kid named Montero Lamar Hill. Montero had a pretty tricky childhood. Born in Atlanta, Georgia, Montero spent his formative years with his mother in the city's notorious Bankhead housing projects. Bankhead famously has ties to some of the biggest names in Atlanta's storied rap history, from T.I. and Shawty Lowe to Young Dro and D4L. However, by the time he was 9 years old, Lil Nas X moved out of Atlanta to live with his father, who was a gospel singer. While Lil Nas X picked up his dad's love for music, his real passion was all about going viral. It was during that time that Lil Nas X heavily invested into the internet. He spent his teenage years obsessively creating memes and trolling on social media. He even ran an extremely popular Nicki Minaj stan account on Twitter that was called Nas Miraj, racking up over 5 million followers. But despite his social media savviness, Lil Nas X admitted he was pretty directionless and lonely when it came to his real life. He tried to go to college for computer science, only to drop out a year later. In an interview with Time Magazine, he admitted that music was a first thing that gave him a sense of real purpose. Quote, it was like, I'm able to go viral, but I'm not promoting anything that's gonna help me, until music came along. Which is funny because Lil Nas X really combined his two biggest passions, going viral and making music, when he made Old Town Road. In 2018, Nas bought a beat off a Dutch producer named Young Keo for just $30. He then went to a local Atlanta recording studio, which had a $20 Tuesdays promotion, laying down his vocals in under an hour. Then the real work began. After recording the country-inspired Old Town Road, Lil Nas X cranked out over 100 memes to promote the song across TikTok. By early 2019, Old Town Road was becoming a fast-moving phenomenon. A hashtag Yeehaw challenge on TikTok blew up the song to supernova status, with millions of users posting their own Old Town Road edits. Within months, Lil Nas X went from being a TikTok trend to a Billboard blockbuster. Old Town Road crashed the entire music industry, ascending all the way to the number one spot and breaking records as the longest-running chart-topping hit in history. The song even became the fastest-selling diamond record.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Record ever, and was boosted by a massive remix featuring Miley Cyrus's dad, dad, Billy Ray Cyrus. Insiders quickly realized that Lil Nas X broke the system. A complete outsider to the industry not only launched a hostile takeover of the Billboard charts, but he also smashed every conceivable record in the process. But Lil Nas X's rise to the top also came with tons of controversy.
I rebuke that music video. I rebuke it. I rebuke in the name of Jesus.
Old Town Road was quietly taken off Billboard's Hot Country charts before it ever reached number one. The reason given for the song's removal was that it, quote, didn't embrace enough elements of today's country music. Country purists trashed Old Town Road for basically using a sample and a drum machine, but some critics argued that the reasoning was just a slick, backhanded way to keep a black artist from becoming the top-selling country musician of all time. Others argued that Lil Nas X was just a passing fad. While Old Town Road was beating down the competition, some thought that he'd just gotten super lucky by going viral. Despite impressive streaming numbers, Lil Nas X was largely seen as a one-hit wonder. And honestly, it's easy to see why. Even though Old Town Road was a monster hit, Lil Nas X was basically a kid with zero track record. His only claim to fame besides this one song was being a diehard Nicki Minaj fan on social media. Fans argued that he had absolutely peaked and that it was all downhill from here. But to his credit, Lil Nas X began to prove people wrong. His follow-up to Old Town Road, the single Panini, was also very successful. It peaked at number 5 on the charts and earned Lil Nas X a Grammy nomination. Nas also became a much more visible celebrity. In June of 2019, he came out of the closet, instantly turning him into one of the industry's most visible and successful young gay singers. It also added to his image of being an authentic, off-the-cuff rising star and teed up his biggest power play yet. In 2021, Lil Nas X dropped a brand new song called Montero, Call Me By Your Name. Not only did the song debut as Lil Nas's second chart-topping hit record, but it sparked a firestorm of controversy and debate over its music video, which featured Lil Nas X riding a stripper pole down to hell. Conservative critics blasted the video as blasphemous and anti-Christian, claiming that Lil Nas X was deliberately trying to influence children. Lil Nas X, for the most part, laughed off the controversy and even used it as a segue to disrupt an entirely different industry. In order to promote Montero, Lil Nas X announced a collaboration with an art collective called Mischief. They released a limited batch of 666 Nike Air Max 97 Satan shoes to fans. Not only did these custom Nikes contain satanic imagery like upside down crosses and pentagrams, but the artists who designed these kicks even mixed their own blood with the ink. Basically, while the whole world was calling Lil Nas X a Satanist for his Montero music video, he was doubling down and saying, yeah, and I'm about to make a bag off this too. Each pair of Satan shoes cost $1,018, and despite the hefty price tag, all 666 custom shoes sold out in under 1 minute. Despite the huge sales success, Nike quickly targeted Lil Nas X and the art collective Mischief with a multi-million dollar lawsuit alleging that their trademark had been infringed on. The lawsuit was later settled, but it only added to Lil Nas X's growing reputation as someone who refused to play by the rules. But the Satan shoes also fueled controversy around Lil Nas X's celebrity. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who is now the Secretary of Homeland Security, blasted Lil Nas X on social media, calling his Satan shoes a symbol of America's spiritual decline. Quote, our kids are being told that this kind of product is not only okay, it's exclusive. But do you know what's more exclusive? Their God-given eternal soul. We are in a fight for the soul of our nation. We need to fight hard and we need to fight smart. We have to win. Lil Nas X fired.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Back at Governor Noem, writing, quote, you're a whole governor and on here tweeting about some damn shoes. Do your job. Lil Nas seemed more than happy to go directly at the people criticizing him, which not only made him more fans, but also made him more divisive. Instead of shying away from the controversy, Lil Nas X gleefully embraced it and forced fans to take a side. Either you were 100% with him or 100% against him. There was no middle ground at all. Lil Nas's strategy paid off when he dropped his debut album Montero in 2021. Not only did the album move over 120,000 units in its first week, but also minted another number one Billboard hit, the song Industry Baby, co-produced by none other than Kanye West. The album even picked up a few Grammy noms, including Album of the Year. It seemed like Lil Nas X had outgrown the one-hit wonder label and became a full-fledged music star. That is until you look a little bit closer.
The thing is, it's usually when I can control it. I don't think I have the grip on controlling it. I feel like it does a lot of what it wants now, you know?
While Lil Nas X might have conquered the charts, he had a long way to go when it came to getting respect from his peers. During an interview with The Breakfast Club, Lil Nas admitted he directly approached Drake about getting a feature, only to be brutally curbed.
And he was still working on Certified Lover Boy and whatnot, and he was 100% focused on that. This was like a few weeks ago, okay. And I understood completely, and he said, you know, he's down to do something, but just not the right time. He was trying to get his own shit together.
In a follow-up interview with GQ, Lil Nas X declared that Drake was his idol and again spoke about how badly he wanted to work with him. Quote, I don't usually ask for features like that, but for every feature I did ask for on the album, like every single one of them worked, besides Drake. Nas even admitted he badly wanted to get a feature from his longtime hero Nicki Minaj. He claimed he also reached out to her directly to get her on the album, only for Nicki to snub him. Also, in some ways, Lil Nas X's long-standing Nicki Minaj obsession began to really cost him. On the song Sun Goes Down, Lil Nas name-dropped Nicki, which led to intense backlash from her super active fan base, the Barbs. Quote, and nobody knows it when you're silent, I'd be by my phone, standing Nicki morning into dawn, only place I feel like I belonged. The Barbs accused Lil Nas X of using Nicki's name for clout, especially since he had previously denied being a Barb himself. When Lil Nas X finally admitted to running the account, Nicki publicly forgave him, writing, quote, it was a bit of a sting when you denied being a Barb, but I understand. Congratulations on building up your confidence to speak your truth. But Nicki's fans still felt like Lil Nas X was blatantly clout chasing. He addressed their concerns by promising to never mention her name again. Quote, to the Barbs who feel I'm using Nicki's name for attention, the song I released last night was recorded last year, and it's about my life, which 6 of those years were dedicated to Nicki. It's no fake love, but I understand how it looks, so I will no longer mention her. The messiness of Lil Nas going around and speaking to these failed featured requests alludes to something very important. Despite all these chart-topping hits and industry recognition, rap's biggest heavy hitters still didn't respect Lil Nas X enough to collaborate. Some critics even pointed out that all of Lil Nas X's wins were still based on internet antics and controversy, from Satan Shoes to the sexually charged music video for Industry Baby. It seemed like Lil Nas had figured out his formula and was running it back over and over and over again. And it seemed to be working, at least for now.
What ticks me off the most about this whole situation is
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Is that there are so many rappers and artists over the years who have portrayed themselves as Christ in some way, shape, or form, and they don't get any guff for it. But were any of these people calling on God to smite Lil Nas X, crying about any of this stuff? No, of course not. It's just because he's gay, he's being a little silly with it, and they just hate the guy, and they're morons.
In January of 2024, Lil Nas X put out his big comeback single, J Christ. But fans quickly noticed that Nas seemed to be repeating himself again. The J. Christ music video borrowed heavily from the same playbook Lil Nas used for Montero. The video featured scenes of Lil Nas playing basketball against Satan, being crucified like Jesus, and him dressed up like Noah. But J. Christ seemed to be deliberately designed to offend the same conservative Christian audience that hated the Montero music video. And while Montero might have gone to number one, the novelty looked a lot less appealing now that Lil Nas X was double dipping. The lyrics to J. Christ also made it seem like the video served no other purpose than to become another viral phenomenon. Quote, is he about to give him something viral? Lecrae, the first rapper to win a Grammy for a gospel album, tweeted, okay, I gotta admit, Lil Nas is playing with fire mocking Jesus. He's getting the attention he wants from folks at the risk of searing his conscience. Still, if God can transform King Neb, murderers, slave masters, sex workers, etc., he can add another blasphemer to the list. Others echoed Lecrae's comments, feeling like Lil Nas X's attempts at satire had crossed the line. Critics agreed that Lil Nas X's provocations had lost their magic.
magic.
While some previously defended Montero as tongue-in-cheek, fans now felt that J. Christ was just Lil Nas desperately seeking attention, and they were sick of it. The thing about Montero is that plenty of people liked the song enough to get it to number one. But when it came to J. Christ, barely anybody was defending the video. The backlash was so severe that Lil Nas X was forced to record a video apology where he admitted the music video was a huge misstep.
And I can act unbothered all I want, but it's definitely like taking a mental toll on me. This wasn't like a fuck you to you people, fuck you to the Christians. Like, it was not that. It was literally me saying, I'm back like Jesus. I was put on this earth to bring people closer together and promote love. And like, that's who I am. I'm not like some evil demon guy trying to destroy everybody's values and stuff like that. That's not me.
Lil Nas X pleaded with the public that he didn't mean to diss Christianity, but the big takeaway is that J. Christ shattered the perception around his career. Between Old Town Road and his debut album, Lil Nas had branded himself as an outsider who managed to break into the music industry without following the rules. But with J. Christ, fans began to look at him in a completely different light. Lil Nas X wasn't seen as a rebel anymore. Instead, people saw him as a one-trick pony. After J. Christ brutally flopped, Lil Nas X desperately tried to rebrand and distance himself from the controversy. In November of 2024, Nas announced he was pivoting to a whole new album era called Dream Boy. But even that switch up was marked by controversy and failure. Sega Bodega, a producer from London, pointed out that the Dream Boy cover art was uncomfortably similar to the artwork for his single, Angel on My Shoulder, which was released 3 years earlier. Lil Nas X responded to the call out by admitting he used Sega Bodega's artwork as a quote reference, but when you put these two pictures together, it's pretty unmistakable.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
That Lil Nas ripped this dude off. Like, heavy ripped him off. Despite the plagiarism accusations, Lil Nas X continued to roll out his new album, but his latest singles performed even worse than J. Christ. Despite dropping brand new songs like Light Again and Need That Boy, Lil Nas failed to make an impact on any major charts. Months after he announced his so-called Dream Boy era, Lil Nas X made another play at getting fans' attention by promising to drop a new single every single day. Lil Nas made good on his promise, leading all the way to his big reveal of a brand new music video called Hotbox in March of 2025. Quote, I won't say I got a feel for you. Lil Nas, but I got a feel for you. Lil Nas, I pay the whole bill for you. Lil Nas, I do my little jig for you. Lil Nas. Despite the carefully planned rollout, Hotbox made zero inroads on the Billboard charts and became yet another Lil Nas X flop. This is clearly a huge fall from grace for the guy who was once called the defining star of his generation. But with Lil Nas X stacking more L's than wins at this point, is there any chance of him coming back?
Yo, Lil Nas X, you could eat my whole I hate that, bro. God gonna handle that real shit.
What did he do?
Nah, bro, I'm never gonna explain it, bro.
It's safe to say that Lil Nas' rise to fame had a lot to do with the novelty of his music. Old Town Road smashed records in part because it was catchy, but also because it sounded completely new and different. Lil Nas X's super strategic rollout from Montero, from the Satan Shoes to the viral music videos, also helped fuel his rise to the top. But once that newness wore off, it became a lot harder for fans to connect with Lil Nas X's story. It also seems like the only reason Lil Nas X made music in the first place was to go viral, which is probably why he's struggling so much to put out new music. When you really think about it, it's hard for fans to describe a through line that defines Lil Nas X's sound or style, which is probably why so many people have just stopped rocking with him. In the last year alone, Lil Nas X has dropped a bunch of songs that have barely made any impact on the culture. If anything, Lil Nas X's downfall should be taken as a huge warning sign to the next generation of artists. While going viral can make you famous overnight, it still takes a ton of work and consistency to build up a viable long-term career in the rap game. And by the looks of it, Lil Nas X has squandered a lot of goodwill and has failed to make meaningful connections with other artists who might help him. But Lil Nas X's downfall goes even deeper than music. In April of 2025, Lil Nas was hospitalized after his face was partially paralyzed. In a video he posted from his hospital bed, Lil Nas admitted that he had lost control of the right side of his face. While he later updated fans on his recovery process, Lil Nas X is dealing with a ton of problems right now, to the point that he might need to put his big comeback on the back burner. Lil Nas X's rapid rise and downfall seems to be a pattern with viral stars who aren't able to match the excitement of when they first became popular. If you want to deep dive into another viral phenomenon gone bad, check out my breakdown on the Notorious Island Boys and their failed music career.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.